You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
This week, the federal government revealed plans to make major changes to family law. Attorney General George Brandis is planning the first comprehensive review into the family law system in more than 40 years. Now, this is interesting. The plan includes spending $12.7 million to create these new parenting management hearings, and they're designed to simplify family law disputes between self-represented litigants. Now, under the traditional system, where the two opposing sides present their cases bristling with expensive lawyers, those managing the hearings will run inquiries and gather evidence to form their decisions. And this new approach will be initially rolled out in Parramatta, with a second site to be identified in consultation with stakeholders. Now, I have with me Patrick Parkinson. He's a Professor of Law at the University of Sydney, a specialist in family law, child protection and the law of equity and trust. And he was involved in drawing up this new legislation, or, I'll ask him at exactly what level. Hello there, Patrick. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Wendy. Good morning.
Now, yes, perhaps you can tell us firstly your participation here.
Well, the proposals which have been put to the government have been designed by myself and one senior colleague at the bar who has spent many years as a judge, has enormous experience in the system.
This is Brian Knox.
Mm-hmm. And it is really a plan to help those who would otherwise have to represent themselves in the courts. There are many people who are stuck in the court system. They've been there 12, 18 months. They can't afford lawyers. They're not eligible for legal aid. And the major focus of this is as a better way of dealing with and helping those people to resolve their disputes and to resolve them quickly.
Tell us the extent of the problem first. I mean, what's not working here at the moment? Why do we need this change? You say that people can't afford lawyers. What's been the outcome then?
Well, when relationships break down, it's a time of enormous stress financially. You move from one home to two homes. We often go to the edges of our budgets, don't we? We sometimes spend more than we earn, even as intact families. And so when people break up, that causes enormous financial stress. Mm-hmm. Now, if they can't resolve their own disputes, then they do need lawyers, and lawyers play a very important and constructive role, but it is expensive. And some people simply find they can't afford that, or they have legal advice for a while and then they run out of money. Mm-hmm. And so they end up trying to battle their way through the courts on their own in an environment which isn't really designed for self-represented people.
Okay. So what are the backlogs looking like? I mean, that's one of the reasons for this, isn't it?
Indeed it is. It's to relieve the pressure on the courts. The backlogs are 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years, goodness me.
In Sydney, it's better in other parts of the country, but yep. Sydney in particular has problems.
Okay. So tell me about these parent management hearings. Who will be on these bodies and what statutory authority will they have, and how would I end up in front of one in the first place?
Well, they need legislation, and of course they must be designed within the confines of the Constitution. Most cases will remain in the courts and need to remain in the courts, yep. Should remain in the courts. But there are cases which can be dealt with outside of the court system by making binding orders. I would imagine that in the first instance, most cases will be referred voluntarily, probably all. In Oregon, which is one of the programs on which this is designed, the great majority of self-represented litigants voluntarily chose this scheme.
Okay. And who will be on this management hearing panel?
So it'd be chaired by a senior lawyer, very mm-hmm. experienced in family law, and one could draw in other professionals, drug and alcohol specialists, psychologists, psychiatrists, people with experience in these difficult problems of family violence, child abuse, mental illness, drug and alcohol problems. Most of those cases may still have to go to the courts, but some can be dealt with quickly and better by having an early hearing with people who understand those problems.
And as you say, it will require legislation then to make those decisions binding under law. Mm. Is that what you're looking to do?
Of course. Well, I mean, that is something the government will have to do.
And also, will they have powers to refer people to mental health services or financial planning as well?
Well, the detail hasn't been worked out in terms of the legislation, but There are limits to what one can do to force people to seek help, but they certainly should be referred to services which will help them.
Mm. Now, in a moment, we're going to hear from Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus. He and bodies like the Law Council of Australia have criticised these plans. And I should say one thing, by the way, the Attorney General, George Brandis, wasn't available this morning, but he's hopefully going to speak with us next week.
Mm.
So these are pretty monumental changes, I think. But one thing that the Shadow Attorney General and indeed the Law Council is saying, that they're worried that parents will not have legal representation in these hearings, and that saying that in cases involving domestic violence, that's a real worry. And the Law Council is saying, well, this $12 million would be better spent on the courts. Your view?
Well, the scheme is designed for people who wouldn't have legal representation anyway, probably in the system already, stuck there without being able to afford lawyers and not eligible for legal aid. Would it be better spent on the courts? If you increase the funding of the courts by 2%, you would get at best a 2% improvement in the system. If you trial different ways, what we call differential case management, you treat different kinds of cases differently rather than treating them all the same, then you have the potential for much greater improvements. Now, this is really early days. It's a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
First in Parramatta, then somewhere else. Some things will work well, some things won't, will work less well. But it's based upon the Children's Cases Program, which we have had good experience of in Australia. It's based upon the successful program in Oregon. Everything which is involved has been tested somewhere.
And but the other criticism here, Patrick, is that perhaps Attorney General George Brandis has steamed ahead with this without asking the stakeholders to get involved. I know, of course, you're with Brian Knox, a couple of very experienced people, but that's hardly putting it out to consultation, is it?
Well, what's happened so far is simply a budget announcement with a very little amount of detail.
Okay.
And then the consultations will occur, I'm sure, and I know they are occurring, to refine that and to mm-hmm. get people on board. I personally briefed the Chief Justice of the Family Court, personally briefed the Chief Judge of the Federal Circuit Court. There has been consultation and discussion, and there will be a lot more before it is rolled out.
There's also $10.7 million here to be spent. I guess that's over, 4 years, or I don't know whether it goes out to 10, but that is to be spent on so-called family consultants. Can you tell us about that idea?
Oh, well, it's a very, very good move. Family consultants have been part of the family law system for years mm-hmm. and years and years. They're psychologists, sometimes social workers, who help to broker resolutions or write reports for the court. They're enormously valuable to mm-hmm. the system, and this is an increase of 17 new family consultants across Australia. It's a very welcome boost.
Okay. So how soon can we see this pilot scheme beginning in Parramatta for these parenting management hearings?
Well, legislation must first be taken through Parliament. There's a lot of mm-hmm. consultation to take place. The government obviously has to put the right people in charge of all of this. So I would expect it will take a little bit of time, but within a year I would like to see the first of these rolled out mm-hmm. and operative.
Yeah, and just tell me, just once more for clarity, who will be in front of these? Will it be a voluntary basis? So you'll be able to say, do you want to go to court or do you want to go in front of the parenting management panel?
In Oregon, that they were given that choice and 84% chose to go to these panels.
Okay.
So they were given a choice. If they're not given a choice, they have a right to go to the court for a fresh hearing.
All right.
That's the constitutional position.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much, Patrick. Thank you for explaining all that for us.
You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.